Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. This is Christine, the creator of Private Affairs Podcast. I'm out and about today in the park on my morning walk, and I just wanted to say thank you to you for listening to the show. It really does mean a lot to me, and I hope that you are enjoying the season so far. Before we get into the next episode, a quick warning. This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it contains some strong language and sexual references, so listener discretion is advised.
There you go.
Are you kidding me? Hi. After weeks of nothing, all I get is a hi.
Easy. I'm not the one who ghosted.
One word.
He's a fuckboy. I'm not with
him. I mean, just when I accepted, he vanished. He just pops back up. Like what is that?
Worried for that, Yeah, just move on. I'm not with him.
Wait. Do you think he wants to apologize?
Who cares, man? The guy was really all about your show. All he's done is show you he's a dick.
But he texted, Mika.
Don't tell me you're thinking of texting him back. Come on, man. V, come on, man. The guy's a dick. And be honest with yourself. You know there's never going to be a future there. Your parents never have gone for it. You know this.
Look, my parents will go for anyone. At my age, they're fine with it.
You know your dad is a hard machine type. Nah, he doesn't play comes to all that traditional stuff. You know it.
I know. He's hard. My bully is hard, but he's not that bad.
Maybe to you, but let's look at things in context, right? Mm. Your dude was sweating bullets in the Afro club. Look, you never stand a chance in the same room as your dad. And you know, this you know, right? So don't waste your time. You'll get the next dude, and hopefully he'll be the right guy. But trust me, you don't want to mess with this. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Sha, one at a time. Let's just do one more set and then, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Hi.
Maybe Tav has a point.
Are you sure you want to delete this contact?
But what does he know? Hey.
Thursday night. I agreed to meet up with Luke for a drink. He rocked up 15 minutes late.
Hey. So sorry I'm late. I missed my train. I hope you haven't been waiting long. What time did you get here?
The time we agreed on?
Yeah. Of course. Stupid question. Can I get you a drink?
Already got one.
Good. Right. Hang on one second. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to get what you're having. Sorry, what's it called?
Not sure.
Okay. Yeah. No. You know what? I'll just get a beer. It's quicker anyway. Hey, man, can I get a pint of Little Creatures? Cheers, thank you. Thanks for coming, B.
Sure.
I mean, it's a really nice evening. think. I thought that it would be hotter, but, you know, it's turned out to be... it's good. You look really good as well, by the way. Did I? I felt like I said that already. I mean, in my head. Anyways, you look great. Wow. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
He really tried to win me over. Showering me with compliments, being touchy, buying drinks, making self-deprecating jokes, doing everything except the one thing I needed him to do. Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
No,
thanks for the...
No, don't go. Just wait. Please. Look, just...
What?
I'm sorry. I get it. I shouldn't have disappeared on you like that.
Okay. So why did you?
I just got really busy with...
Too busy to send a text?
Look, I got scared. Okay, things were moving really fast between us.
And you think I wasn't scared, huh? Luke, I introduced you to my friends. Fuck, you touched my hair.
I know, V. I just wasn't sure if I wanted something, you know, serious. I mean, V, I like you a lot. Like, fuck, I really do. I do. I just needed some time to think about it all. That's it. That's all.
Why didn't you just tell me this? We could have talked about it like adults instead of you just leaving me guessing.
I don't know. Okay, I didn't know how you'd react. And I know that's a piss-weak excuse on my behalf. I was a fucking idiot for doing that to you.
Uh-huh, yep. It really hurt, Luke.
Okay, I'm sorry. V, honestly, I'm really, really sorry. Can you just... Please... Give me another chance, V. Look, I'll do anything, just please.
Why should I give you another chance?
Because the connection we have is real. And I know you feel it too. V, you know, we have to give us a chance. Or we'll just end up regretting it. You know, that at least... You know, at least I know I would. Please, V.
Fine. But if you ever...
No, look. I won't. I promise. And I'm going to make it up to you. Actually, listen, there's something I really wanted to show you tonight.
Luke took me to a Latin dance club in the city. The club was in full swing. It had a speakeasy vibe. It was very Luke. This is what he was good at. Making me feel alive, like the teenager I once was. Brimming with energy and hope. It was intoxicating. I soaked him all up, replenished by his eager kisses and deep thrusts.
Oh, you look so pretty. I missed you. Oh,
I missed you too.
I missed you so much. Give me that good. Shit. Just like that. Shit. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Fuck. Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry. Makeup sex.
What are you doing?
Going home.
Oh, so you're not staying?
I have work tomorrow. Wait, don't you?
Yeah, I could drop you off in the morning. Oh, please stay. I'd really like it if you stayed. I missed you a lot. Oh, come on, please.
Fine. But we have to leave by 7.
Done. Done. Okay. Locked in.
And I need a toothbrush and something to sleep in.
Your toothbrush is already in the bathroom.
You kept my toothbrush?
Yeah.
How did you know I'd come back?
Well, I hoped you'd come back. Yeah, hang on. Yeah. You can sleep in this shirt.
You're joking, right?
What?
You just picked that from the floor.
It's fine. It's clean.
You're disgusting.
It's from the clean pile.
Exactly. Why is there a pile of clothes on the floor?
Well, I haven't had time to put them away, but I promise you it... It's clean. See, it smells good.
Mm-mm, thanks, but I'll pass.
I sprayed this with your favorite aftershave of mine.
Yeah, babe, I'd rather be naked than put that on.
Okay, you know what? I'd rather that too. Come
Hi, it's Christine here with a quick message. If you've been enjoying Private Affairs, please consider contributing towards Season 2 by donating any amount you can at privateaffairspod.com or by purchasing merch also available at privateaffairspod.com. Thank you for supporting the road to Season 2. Now back to the show.
What?
I did it.
What?
What?
Stop it. Stop it. Why do you keep looking at me like that?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just happy.
Okay. Can you be happy and keep your eyes on the road at the same time?
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, it's pretty hard to do with you next to me.
Still cheesy, I see.
Oh, come on. You've got to give me that one. Admit it. That one was not too bad.
Oh, how do you even come up with these lines?
You know you missed it.
I did.
So, what are you up to next weekend?
Nothing much.
So you're not doing anything for the long weekend?
Wait, it's long. It's a long weekend.
Yeah, like Australia Day. Australia Day.
yeah, the fake-ass holiday.
What do you mean fake? Don't you as well get the day off?
Oh, of course I do, like everyone else. I just won't be celebrating it.
Oh, how come?
Well, isn't it basically celebrating the colonization of Australia? Well, I mean, at least that's what I gather from what I've read.
I mean, it's to commemorate the arrival of the first fleet from Britain.
Right. And the raising of the Union flag and blah, 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 blah. I don't get why we should celebrate colonizers, you know? It would be like Zimbabwe had a Cecil John Rhodes Day. That would never happen.
Yeah, well, I think it's just more about welcoming migrants and being multicultural.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think even that's hypocritical, given what's happening on, what is it called? Those islands.
Nauru and Manus.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but if the intent is to celebrate diversity and inclusion, then why not just change the date to one that's not offensive, you know?
Yeah, but don't you think that would be like erasing history, you know, of the early settlers? You know, some of them came over with nothing and worked really, really hard to, you know, build this country.
Well, no. The history is the history. It's in the books and museums. And there's a whole internet to Google this stuff. Look, that's not going to change. Like, no one is saying burn all the books, you know?
Anyway, I was kind of hoping you'd be up for driving down to Wilson's Prom with me, you know, to meet some of my friends. I mean, I know they're really keen to meet you.
So, you told your friends about me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I really like you. Look, I know I fucked up, Okay, but I want to make things right. You know, that's if you'll allow me to. Listen, V, I'm going to take care of everything. Just, please just have a think about it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're coming?
No, I will think about it.
Okay, cool. Think about it, it's good. It's still good.
Yes, let me think about it.
Australia Day weekend.
Hey!
Hey, beautiful.
Luke picked me up.
Good.
This time in an Audi SUV.
Wait, what happened to your car?
Huh? Oh, this is my other car.
You have two cars?
Actually, I have five.
Get out of here. Wait, really? You got five cars, but you're one person.
I know. It's excessive. But I just... Leave me alone. I really like cars.
Whoa, okay. No judgment. You do you, boo.
Five fucking cars. Wow.
Okay, so you ready?
Yep. I'll be the DJ.
DJ V in the house. Go for it.
Okay. Road trip!
The long weekend was lovely. The beach house, beautiful. It was stunning. His friends, I mean, they were nice or whatever. They just seemed a bit sheltered. Frankly, I was surprised he was friends with them. But hey, I suppose I did get to meet them. So anyway, back to the whole five cars thing. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It wasn't just the cars, though. I also knew that he owned his own apartment, and he told me once before that he was self-insured for healthcare. And then a few weeks later came my birthday gift, an email from Luke with details of a romantic getaway to Malaysia that he'd secretly planned and paid for. A very thoughtful and expensive thing for him to do. But something wasn't adding up. How could a doctor his age afford all of this?
Thank you for listening to the show. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe and follow. Also, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It'll really help us with our ranking. Please also share the podcast with your friends and family. And I would also love to hear your comments, questions, and feedback. So let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Instagram. At Private Affairs Pod is the handle. Or you can email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. And you never know, you may just get a shout out in the special bonus episode that's to come. Private Affairs stars Rati Zomambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Sungirai Wachunika as Mati, and Taff. Sound design and mixing by Jerry Egbinger. Original music composed by Jerry Egbinger. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art designed by Manya Dar. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, edited, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To learn more and to support the creation of more content like this, visit privateaffairspod.com. This project is supported by the Victorian Government through Creative Victoria.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.